George Jeffreys woke up in Sydney at the Chinese Garden of Friendship. George Jeffreys woke up in Sydney at the Chinese Garden of Friendship. The year of the tiger had come, element water. This was the appointment promised when he and Claire were in Beijing by their new friends, Confucius and the Duke of Zhou, who did seem excited to visit the tourist attraction. It was indeed, thought George, very Confucian. It was after midnight and all people were gone except for the three old men in the pavilion and Claire, who wandered lovely paths with Corbin, their son, for his homeschooling education, at present on the Chinese in Australia. When they walked past the radiant waterfall, it shone and played as a tiger under the new moon. They saw koi fish gleam like tigers in the pond and on wrinkled water lotuses stripe and open. George asked the Duke, as a military man, why do you think the US teases the Russians after to provoke them into Ukraine, when the Russians have too much brain to administer that fascist mess again, and the Crimea and Donbass in Seoul belong already to Russia? The Duke said, to a woman the most important influence is the clan. And Victoria Nuland married into the neocons Kagan, agreed George. You will find that the Council on Foreign Relations is largely clan-composed, the Duke went on. And, of course, Freeland's grandfather was a Nazi minion in the Ukraine. There are similar family loyalties for Blinken. It is not a strategy to bind Russia with their sanctions so they can attack an unallied China, but to Yeltsin Russia into pieces, loot Siberia for its mines. Yes, Claire returned hand in hand with their son, added, they just fabricate that Russia is the means to get to China to appease the CIA, certain factions of it anyway, not George's Langley best friend. Claire and the Duke shared a special bond. They had both killed their siblings. She had consideration for why he stressed the clan aspect so often. Corbin sat on George and smiled at the wise men. Their smiles were filled with surprise, captivation. Confucius was enjoying the gentle garden scene, gentle since filled with his recommended extremes of wildness from nature, mountains, streams, captured in harmonious arrangement. The strange aspect was that the surrounding skyscrapers were a range of watching mountains, eyes from the unknown, beautiful in a hierarchical symmetry. But enemies still mean to destroy China, Confucius spoke for the first time tonight, when a new tiger was every stone whispered as water on the bones. He added, they oppose our disease quarantine, our need to preserve and defend our own homes, want us to die as they kill their own children. Claire had always loved the blood orange lanterns, showed them now to Corbin. Confucius took down one from the wall and gave it smiling to him. The Chinese, George recalled, loved to give children souvenirs to confirm an important occasion. They all walked to the dragon wall. It had a brown and purple dragon, egg, and crouched elaborate horizons. The shadows were water, the tigers were alone, when Claire, George, and Corbin left the dragons.